Hey, this is Zach Childress with your Real Estate Investing Talk Show, and I'm excited to have you guys listening in today. And for those of you that are listening in, I have my Facebook fans on Facebook Live right now. If you have not joined our Facebook Live, you need to go over to Creative Real Estate Training Academy and join our Facebook Live so you can not only hear me, but you can also see me and what we're talking about and all the craziness that goes on over here at the foundation of real estate success that we teach all of our listeners, students, fans, followers, and coaching students. By far, we wish everyone the most success, and we want to deliver that through free education, through our podcast, through our blog talk radio, through our Facebook live streams. And I encourage you all as listeners to be part of that. So if this is the first time you've ever listened to me on the podcast or on the radio, you need to know that we are a little off the cusp at times, but I do have an agenda that is given to me and I will try to stick to it. And for that purpose and that purpose only, my intent today is to teach you guys about what is wholesaling. What is this whole concept of wholesaling? Why does everybody keep talking about wholesaling? What is wholesaling? Can you make money with wholesaling? Is wholesaling something that you can teach me? Is wholesaling something that is legal or is it illegal? What is wholesaling? Did I say what is wholesaling? That's what the topic is about today. So for my Facebook fans, if you're watching, you need to be putting in any questions that you have about wholesaling, and I will be more than happy to help that and answer those. Now, listeners, pay attention. You need to understand that real estate investing is not as complicated as you may perceive it to be. Real estate investing actually consists of some very simple processes once you have the right education, once you have the right coach, once you have the right mentor, once you have the right team around you. Because see, at the end of the day, everything is unknown, everything is cloudy or foggy in our life if we don't have someone to guide us or shine a light on the subject. And I hope that that's what you'll get out of these informational calls. And I hope that's why you're joining us at Real Estate Investing Talk Show with Zach Childress. And by the way, I am Zach Childress, just in case you're wondering. I'm not just somebody hanging around talking, but I have been doing this for a super long time. I am turning 40 today, so that means that I've been doing this business for 16 years full time. I'm working on my second decade as a full-time real estate investor. So what does that tell you? I've seen the ups. I've seen the downs. I've seen the people make it, and I've seen the people crash and burn. And you should never be scared of a real estate market. You should never be scared of changing your life. You should only be scared if you do nothing and you take no action and you do not invest in yourself. That's the number one fear that you need to live with today. If you're sitting around doing the same old, doing nothing with your life, and you're wondering why nothing will change in your life, it's because you're not changing something in your life. And I'm here to help you find a financial path to freedom. I'm here to help you understand that real estate can be the tool, it can be the tank that you can get in and drive through any wall that comes your way to get you to the next path of life. And let me tell you something. It's really up to you. It's up to you to make a choice to be present on these calls. It's up to you to make a choice to join our Facebook fan page, Creative Real Estate Training Academy on Facebook. Get involved in our live streams. Pay attention to what we're doing. We give all kinds of free stuff away. Every Monday, we give out our REI success tip video that I do. Every Tuesday, we do our real estate investing talk show at 1:30 live Eastern time. Every Wednesday we do a Dig Deeper book review, except for next Wednesday or this Wednesday tomorrow, because as you may not know, yes, today is my birthday and I'm spending it with you because I love you so much, but tomorrow I will be spending it with my children and not you. So you have homework for tomorrow. I want you all tomorrow to spend some time acquiring a book called Think and Grow Rich. This book was written by Napoleon Hill. He interviewed several people over a period of time to find out what was the common traits between all these successful people back in the time in which this was put together. And so this is a very powerful book. If you've never read it, you need to dig into it. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, that's your homework, because I would like for you to get a head start, because the following Wednesday, we're going to dig deeper into that book. So I'm giving you 2 weeks. Well, really, 1 week head start. 1 week head start, okay? So that is our Dig Deeper show on Wednesdays at 1:30 Central Time Zone. Also on Thursdays, we do our student success stories that you need to be a part of as well. So, all right, so back to our topic of the day, which is what is wholesaling? Everybody wants to know what is wholesaling. You've probably heard of it. You've read a magazine about it. You've seen an article about it. You've watched a video on it. You've done something that has introduced the concept to you of wholesaling. Now, you might think of wholesaling as buying at a wholesale price, maybe at a wholesale discount store. And in real estate investing, wholesaling is very similar to that. It is buying real estate at a discount, but actually never closing on the property yourself, okay? Wholesaling is the art form. Let me get a sheet of paper here. Wholesaling is the art form of selling, can you hear that? Selling a sheet of paper. That's what it is. See, wholesaling is a strategy which requires us to learn how assignment of contracts work. See, the misconception in wholesaling is that you're selling properties, and you're not, because you don't own any real estate. You only own the rights to a contract that gives you the ability to close on that property. So to keep you safe, just to start out the gate, wholesaling is the art of selling your rights to a contract to another person, entity, that is willing to pay you for that contract. Okay? Know that very clearly, that wholesaling is the art of selling your contract. We're not selling properties, we're selling contracts. That loud bang is my lucky rock. I carry around a rock with me all the time. You know, I don't know about some of you, but I've always found that rocks and me go way back. When I was a child, I used to go out in the yard and play with rocks all day. I used to just play with them. I'd write my name on them, and they were my rock. You know, and there was a guy recently that came out with this thing called the pet rock, and you could buy it in a box, and you had to pay like $20 or $30 for this rock. And the sad part about that is I've had a pet rock my whole life, and I never figured out how to sell a rock. So I lost the boat on that one, okay? So anyways, back to what is wholesaling. So just so that we're all clear, wholesaling is a tier one investing strategy. That's what it is. A lot of people think that they should start as a wholesaler, and the reality is no. You don't always need to start as a wholesaler. And sometimes it's because you just haven't spent enough time communicating your situation, your financial situation, with an expert like a student advisor in my office. Listen, if you want to know where you should be starting at, or if you have questions in regards to like where you should be or what you need help with, then you guys really need to be calling my office and talking to a student advisor to see what you can do, okay? That number is 707-247-4248. 707-247-4248. Okay, that'll help you out a ton. So if you're watching this live, or if you're coming back and watching it later, which I know you will, we usually get thousands of people that watch these videos. If you really need to know where you're at, and if wholesaling should even be what you start with as a real estate investor, you need to speak to somebody that can educate you. A student advisor in my office is more than happy to jump on the phone with you and actually communicate with you, okay? What do? they have time to spend with you. They talk to you. They engage you. They figure out your personal situation, your financial situation, and where you should be going or where you should be at. And that leads you down a game plan strategy. And so pay attention to that. That's a free gift. See, I'm giving you gifts on my birthday. Like, think about that. Who else gives out presents on their birthday? I just gave you a present, okay? So listen up. So back to wholesaling. A lot of people think they have to start here, and that is the furthest from the truth. You just need to understand your situation and where you need to go. And we're going to break down some things as we get going here. But I want you to be clear that wholesaling is not always where you need to start, even though it's where I started, and there was some circumstances to that. And I'm going to talk about that right after this commercial break, because then we're going to dig into the 5 steps to success with wholesaling and how you can start, and anyone can start in real estate, with literally just the desire to change your life and the right education and the right team behind you, and you too can succeed. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Hey, welcome back. This is Zach Childress with REI Investing Talk Show. And I want to bring you back up to speed. If you're just now joining us back again, then listen up real carefully, because we are breaking down and the understanding of what is wholesaling and why is wholesaling a valid avenue for you. We just talked about understanding what wholesaling is and what it's not, and what you're really selling is the contract, not the paper, and how anyone can do this. And it's really a 5-step to success process. And why do I say that? Well, I say that because if you can get these 5 steps down and get the right help to guide you through that, then you can start making an easy $10,000-$20,000 extra a month off of wholesaling. And I share that with you because I want to help you change your financial situation too. And it starts with you making a change. It starts with you wanting to make a change. And you wouldn't be on this show right now listening to real estate if you did not think or understand that real estate has the ability to really help you financially. Listen, I have some students that come on board with me and they'll say things like, man, if I could just do a deal this year, or if I could just do a couple of deals this year, you know, that would help everything. And, you know, and they're right. I mean, think about it. If you went out and did 2 real estate deals with an average profit of $25,000 a year, you're adding an extra $50,000 to your bottom line. And that's huge, okay? But think about it from a point of view that if you could add multiple different types of investing into your portfolio or your avenue of real estate investing, and how successful that would really be for you. And you could see very quickly how you could replace a high earner income of $100,000 or more a year. And then when you move more into passive investing, now let me take you on a journey real quick. Let's go back in time. When I was a young little lad, I remember I wanted so much to get into real estate investing. Like, it was the thing that I saw that I knew in my heart it was what I was supposed to be doing. But the downside to it was, is I had been told all these lies that, you know, I had to be a licensed agent, or I had to have money, or I had to have credit, or I had to have all this stuff going on for me to get started. Now, don't get me wrong. If you do have credit and you do have money, it's much faster for you to get into the long-term position, which is buy and holds. It's much faster for you to get into the cash flow aspect of the game. But don't let that prevent you, because I got started with a credit score in the 500s, and I had borrowed $500 from my dad to get to California. And that was all I had. And I didn't even have all that when I got there. So my journey started from the very bottom of the bottom when it comes to getting into real estate investing. But I was absolutely committed to making this thing work. I was committed to putting in the work and the time and the energy, and I was not going to look back. I wasn't going to look back at where I came from. I wasn't going to look back at all the 40-some-odd jobs that I had before this came into my life. I wasn't going to look back at all that. what I was going to do is I was going to focus on whatever I needed to do to be a real estate investor. And that led me into wholesaling. That led me to the understanding that I had to get a coach. I had to get someone to train me, to spend time with me, to teach me how to find the right areas, how to find the right buyers, how to find the right sellers, how to lock up deals, and how to close these deals. And that was the journey for me when I first got started. Now, like most things in my life, I don't do anything really small. I like to go as big as possible because I feel like time's short. And, you know, why play half? You know, I got this slogan I say, dig deeper or don't dig at all, right? Like, what's the purpose of digging if you don't have the desire to keep digging? There's a quote or a picture out online where this guy's digging a hole, and he stops digging, and about 3 inches below that where he was digging is this huge diamond. And why did he miss the diamond? Because he wasn't willing to dig deep enough, right? So dig deeper or don't dig at all. And that is the key to understanding how you're going to be successful. So people say, well, Zach, how far do you have to dig? I'm not going to answer that. Because it's not about how far you have to dig. It's about how long are you willing to dig until success happens. That is what you need to be thinking about. Not how long or how far. Just, I am going to dig, and I am going to dig, and I am going to dig until it becomes a reality for me. And when you start to live in that type of present, and you start to understand, and if you're listening to me riding down the road and you're headed to a job that you don't like and don't want, you're probably really thinking right now, like, are you really digging hard enough? Are you really digging deeper? And that's a hashtag, dig deeper, right? Because there's so much meaning behind that. Dig deeper in your life. Dig deeper in your business. Dig deeper in your employment. Dig deeper in your faith. Dig deeper with your family. It is so much more than just, I'm gonna work hard. Listen, working hard and digging deeper are two different categories. You might have worked hard your whole life and never gotten anywhere. But when you start to embrace the concept of digging deeper into you as a person, as a human, as a leader, as a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, you start to realize that working hard ain't got nothing to do with it. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It's got everything to do with you as a personal person, and are you willing to dig deeper in you? And so when you start to take on this journey into real estate investing and you start to say, look, I think I'm liking what this Zach Childers has to say. I think this guy has got something together over there. He's got a team. He's really doing this. He talks about his deals. He teaches people. He has students that are highly successful. He's got a team around him of A players and star people. And this guy dropped out of high school. Yes, I did. And I was diagnosed with ADD and ADHD and OCD and MR4s and 962, whatever you want to call it. But guys, let me tell you something. That is a label. That is not who you are, and that is not how you're going to dig deeper. You're going to dig deeper by pushing off all the labels and realize that the only person that's going to get you to where you need to be is you. And so by educating yourself, by watching our streams and sharing our streams, by the way, and commenting on our streams and showing us that you're engaged and being present and sharing and listening to our podcasts and our Blog Talk Radio shows, you know, you're in that mode. You're in that stream of trying to figure out how to improve your financial life or maybe even your personal life. But you've got to remember one thing. It's your commitment level to dig deeper, no one else's. And so when we go into wholesaling, let me tell you something. You better learn to dig deeper. Wholesaling can be easy, but it can be hard getting started, depending on if you know what you're doing. So let's dig into that. So the five key components to being a successful wholesaler is, number one, finding the right area. Number two is finding your buyers. Number three is finding the sellers. Number four is locking up the deal. And number five is closing the deal. Now, for all the Facebook people watching me right now, I want you to put in a number in the stream, either now or later or whenever you watch this, on which one you need the most help with. Do you need help with number one? Do you need help with number two? Do you need help with four? Do you need help with five? Just put it in the stream. Just put in there 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just put something in there so that we know what you need the most help with. And that will help me help you help me help you. Because at the end of the day, I can't help you if you don't tell me what you need help with. Now, if you're listening in, you need to go over to Creative Real Estate Training Academy on Facebook, and you can start to engage on there as well, okay? So be part of what we do. Be present. Listen, there is nothing more important in the world than being actively present, right? Everybody can say, I'm here, but if you're not actively present, doesn't matter if you're here. Actively present means that you're ready to engage. So let's talk about number one, finding the right areas. So this is very important for you. And why? Because wholesaling does not work in all areas, okay? It does not work in all areas. Wholesaling has areas in which it has the most success in. And that success comes typically from, you know, areas that are not as sophisticated, and I say that in the nicest way possible. But if you've got an area where your medium home price is $150,000, and then you got neighborhoods selling at $300,000, those buyers that are buying at $300,000, the likelihood we're going to be able to wholesale one of those houses is very slim. One, they're more than likely going to have an agent do the deal. But number two, the buyers that we have to go after are not looking for $300,000 houses. Let's be very clear. They're looking for flips that they can do easy. And so I share that with you because I want you to understand to identify the right areas will allow you to identify the most success. Okay. So how do we find the right areas, you might ask? Well, you have to look for what's called pocketed hot zones. And so we want to identify first is, okay, well, let's figure out what our average home price is in this area. Once we figured out the average home price, then we can look for the mapping areas around our town where the average home price houses are located. That's the first thing that we want to do. The second thing we want to do is we want to find all the areas that are high rental areas. So typically those are going to be houses that are priced less than the average home price. And then we can move into those areas as well. This will start to help us identify certain local areas that we know that we can have the most success wholesaling to cash buyers for fix and flips and wholesaling to landlord buyers who are looking for rental properties. Those are your two main targeted areas. Now, as we move into number two, finding your buyers, once we've identified those areas, we can start to pull buyers out of those areas. The other thing you want to do, this will help you pick your area as well, is you want to pull a list of cash buyers. You want to pull a list of cash buyers in your area. Who's buying cash? And then you want to find out where they're buying at, and does that correlate or correspond with what you've already found out about picking the right areas. From there, you want to look at a resource called ListSource, and you want to find where all the non-owner occupieds are buying at. These are people buying properties that they're not living in, so they're getting a non-owner occupied loan so that they can acquire the property, put a renter in it, or something of that nature. This allows you to do two folds. Number one, hone in your area even more. And number two, tell you specifically where these buyers are buying at. Okay? Once you've identified that, you need to market to those buyers. And you need to get those buyers to start communicating with you either through voice blasting or through text messaging or through direct mail or even just driving those neighborhoods. And I used to, listen, when I started, I didn't have a whole lot of budget. So I would figure out where the buyers were buying at. And then what I would do is I would go drive those neighborhoods and look for houses that looked like they were being remodeled. And I would go out to those houses and I would knock on the doors and see if the owner was there or the investor was there. And I would talk to them about, you know, if they were looking for more deals and that I was finding deals and that, you know, I wasn't going to be buying all of them. And would they be interested in me presenting some of those deals to them? And of course they say yes, because they're in the business of finding deals. And trust me, they want deals coming in from every angle that they can. And that's important for you to know. So you got to get out there and make that happen. You could even go down to your local auction, courthouse auction, and see who's buying and see if they're interested in talking to you. There's buyers everywhere, guys. They're not going to come knock on your door, though. You got to go find them. Okay. Well, unless you're going into foreclosure, then they might come knock on your door. That might be a good tactic, right? Like miss your payment for like 3 months and then let the bank file foreclosure and then let all the investors come knocking on your door. And when you answer, be like, hey, I was looking for you. Hey, you think I can work with you? Yeah, I'm going to clean up my arrearages and pull my house out of foreclosure, but I was just wanting some investors to come by so I could get your information. Listen, I'm not telling you to go do that. I'm just giving you an example. So, but buyers are everywhere, okay? And buyers are, you got to go find them. You got to look at the resources. You got to identify where they're buying at so you know the areas, and now you know the buyers. So we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back to you guys with how to find sellers, locking up the deal, and closing the deal. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to your Real Estate Investing Talk Show with Zach Childress. And if you're just now joining us on the show, I want to say congratulations for making time to invest in yourself. I mean, that's important. But what we've been talking about so far is, what is wholesaling? Why should you wholesale? How much money you can be making in wholesaling? And what are the 5 steps to making sure you can wholesale successfully in today's market? So I want to engage you on that, listeners, but I also want to make sure that you guys are following along with us. If you're listening to this, go to our freedomfromflipping.com/blog. Go join that. Go over there and watch those videos. I put them out just for you so you can be part of that. If you're also just now joining us, I want you to go to our Facebook fan page, Creative Real Estate Training Academy. Go do that right now. Go over there, like that page, follow that page, and you can join us on our live streams as well as listening in on our podcast or our talk radio show. So where we left off was finding the right areas and finding your buyers. We're going to move into finding the sellers right now. So this is important. People say to me all the time, well, Zach, how do you find the right seller for a wholesale deal? Well, let me be very clear with you on a couple of aspects. Number one, sellers come in two forms. They come in private seller leads and they come in public seller leads. Public seller leads are what you're finding on the MLS, which is getting slim to none out there right now. But the other side of that is they're much harder to wholesale. Because as a wholesale engineer, you have to be in control of the paperwork so that you can make sure that you get the right disclosures in the contract to give you the power to be able to wholesale. And I share that with you because when you target private seller leads, for sale by owner type leads, you know, distressed seller leads, motivated seller leads, what you find is that you're in more control of the paperwork. A mentor once taught me a long time ago, over a decade and a half ago, said, Zach, the person who controls the paperwork controls the deal. And you got to think about that, because as a creative real estate investor, you need to be controlling the paperwork. And that's what allows us to be great wholesalers. That's what allows us to sell our contracts. It's a beautiful thing. And so you got to be prepared for that. So when we're talking about number three, which is finding the sellers, we need to be really talking about the avenue in which we acquire leads from, okay? And so these leads that come in need to be more private seller lead types, distressed seller lead types, like pre-foreclosure leads, like people that are, you know, having a difficult time, maybe, you know, bankruptcy leads or divorce filing leads, inherited lead properties, you know, for sale. Well, let me be clear, aged, like they've been on the market for more than 120 days, for sale by owner leads. Expired listings are another good lead source. These are lead sources that come from private seller type leads that have a sign of motivation. And see, the key to having a good seller lead is that the property will fit our requirements of what we're trying to do, but also the seller is motivated because the property brings some type of pain to them. For instance, like a pre-foreclosure. They're typically 30, 60, 90 days late. So the pain is they can't keep up with their payments and they're going to end up getting a notice of default and then being moved straight into a foreclosure process with an auction date signed to them. So those are lead types that we can step in and we can help. We can help them out of their situation, and by helping them, we help ourselves, okay? And that's important for you to understand because, you know, there's a wise man, and I may not quote him correctly, but his name is Zig Ziglar, and he says, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get everything you've ever wanted. And that is real estate investing. If you help enough people solve their pain issue or get out of a painful situation in their life, and in return, you're left with an asset at a discount that you can either buy it, fix it, and sell it, or as a wholesaler, you're able to contract that property and then sell that contract to an end buyer. And that is wholesaling. That is finding the sellers. So you've got to target your game plan to go after these sellers, okay? Now, moving into number four is locking up the deal. This is an important one because this is where the rubber hits the road. If you're afraid to put a contract on a property, you're never going to be a real estate investor. Let's just call it what it is. You've got to understand that real estate investing is about controlling properties. And the only way to control properties is by putting a contract on that property. And you've got to put a contract on the property because you can't close on it, you can't buy it, you can't rehab it, you can't wholesale it, you can't lease out, you can't do anything on a property if you don't have a contract. Now, if you're brand new, you might say to yourself, well, but I'm still nervous about contracts. That's fine. Use an LOI, a letter of intent. And what a letter of intent is exactly what that states. It is a letter with your intent to purchase based on certain criterias and your contingencies. And if the seller agrees to that, then you move forward with a contract. But why I tell my new investors to do that and my new students coming on board is because there's no binding to an LOI. You could send out 10,000 of them. It wouldn't matter because they're non-binding. And at least it gets you in the game. It gets you moving. It gets you started. It gets you in negotiations. It gets you doing what you need to be doing. Okay? So I share that with you. But one of the things I want to get clear with you on is this. And I know I'm running out of time already. But I'm going to wrap this up with you guys. I want you to understand that in your contract, you got to have a few things. Number one, write this down. Buyer reserves the rights to take title and name or entity of choice. Buyer reserves the rights to take title in name or entity of choice. That's basically giving you the rights to sell your paper to any other investor who can then close on that transaction in any name or entity that they choose. And so you've embedded it in the contract to be clear. The other thing that you want to make sure, and there's lots of them, and we teach this at my freedomfromflipping.com event, which, by the way, we're running out of tickets. You've heard me talk about that. We're running out of tickets. Friday is the last day to get a free ticket. After Friday, they go up to $197 just to get in the front door. So be aware of that. But in the contract, you got to have the assignability rights, which I just gave you. Buyer reserves the rights to take title in name or entity of choice. But you also want to make sure that you have an inspection clause in there that gives you the ability to inspect the property, okay? Because here's why. We're going to have to open that contract with some type of escrow deposit. That's the only way that that contract is considered a valid contract, is when monetary money has been exchanged to make that contract valid. Now, that means earnest money has to be put down. But what you've got to be clear is that you need an inspection clause in there. So if you find something in that property that you don't want, that you can get out and get your earnest money back. We just went through this with a student of ours. So, it's very important that you make sure that that is in there and that you have the rights to get your money back in case of the house is falling apart. And so no seller wants to tell you their house is falling apart. They think it's the Taj Mahal. But the inspector will come back and tell you it is really a dilapidated shed. And so you have to make sure your contracts are what give you the control that says I'm in or I'm out, and you're not going to burn me on this thing. And look, you're a good person, I'm a good person, but this is business, okay? And let's get clear on that. So that's a couple of the things. The other thing about locking up the deal that you want to make sure is that you have an executed time for an extension. Let me explain this. As a wholesaler, this is probably one of the most valuable things that you can have in your contract. And the reason being is because let's say that you get the deal under contract and you're trying to get a buyer to buy this piece of paper from you. And you've got, let's say, 21 days on a contingency period, which means that you got 21 days to get it, this paper sold, or get out of it and get your money back. And let's say on day 19, Jill comes in and says, Zach, I want to buy this thing. And I say, great, Jill, I need $10,000 and this paper is yours. And Jill says, okay, but I'm going to need 21 days to get it closed. Well, my contingency on day 19, I only have what? 3 more days. I don't have enough time for her to get it closed before the seller starts balking on the contract. So this is why we add a contingency, we add an extension clause that says buyer reserves the rights to extend contract for 21 business days. Please write that down. 21 business days. The buyer reserves the rights to extend contract for 21 or to extend closing. Sorry. Buyer reserves the rights to extend closing by 21 business days due to financial reasons only. Okay? So what that says is, hey, on day 19, I can call the seller up and say, Miss Seller, Mr. Seller, I have chosen to exercise line 19 in the purchase and sales agreement to extend my closing for 21 business days, and I'm just letting you know. Because nowhere in that line does it say I have to have the seller's approval, does it? No, it says buyer reserves the rights. So now that gives me the ability to sell my contract to Ms. Jill. Jill pays me $10,000. And now Jill has 21 business days to get her financial situation in order to then close on the property. It's a tool that every wholesaler must have in their contract. Okay, let's be very clear on that. So that takes us into number 5, which is closing the deal, where we get paid. All right, we get paid on closing the deal. The beauty of a wholesale deal is we get paid by finding the buyer to purchase our contract. Remember, we are not selling properties as wholesalers. We're selling paperwork. What that means is this, is it means that I need to have one other document. Write this down. It's called an assignment agreement. An assignment agreement. So when I find my buyer, let's say Jill is playing my buyer today, Jill says, I like the deal, I want it, I need you to extend the contract so that I can close. And I say, great, I have it in my contract, I'll extend it. Jill steps to the plate. Jill says, all right, I'm ready to give you $10,000. I then have to move in with an assignment agreement with Jill. The assignment agreement that basically outlines what I have agreed to with the seller, the paperwork that's in place with the seller, the contract date with the seller, and that Jill, as the buyer, understands she's paying me an assignment fee for the rights to the contract in which I have in place with the buyer. I'm not selling her a property. I hope you guys are very clear on how many times I've said that. This is where wholesalers get in trouble. I am not selling a property as a wholesaler. I am selling my rights to the contract. Okay? That's what I'm selling. The assignment agreement is what gives me validity to sell that contract. It's like me saying, here's my contract, and here's my contract with you, buyer. You know that you're buying this contract. Here's the terms of this contract. Here's what you're going to pay me for this contract. They sign it, they give me money, and I give them the contract and a copy of the assignment agreement. And I'm done. I've closed the deal. You understand that's the beauty of wholesaling? I don't have to go into escrow. I don't have to wait on funds. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. I've sold my contract. I've sold my rights to this contract using an assignment agreement, an assignment clause in the contract that got me paid cash right there on the spot, and now I'm done. I'm out. That's it. I have two pieces of paper. I have a contract and an assignment agreement. That's all I've got. And if you can follow those five steps, I promise you, you will find out how wealthy you can become through wholesaling. Now, you're not going to become a millionaire as a wholesaler, but you can easily make an extra $100,000, $200,000 a year as a wholesaler. If you want to become a millionaire as a real estate investor, you got to start doing wholesaling. You got to get into flipping houses, and you need to come to freedomfromflipping.com. I'm going to lay it out for you, okay? So listen, for all my listeners on the radio show today, I encourage you to keep listening in. We'll be back next Tuesday, 1:30 Eastern Time. This is Zach Childress with your Real Estate Investing Talk Show. Remember, go to Facebook, like our page, Creative Real Estate Investing Academy, Creative Real Estate Training Academy. Go over there, like our page, get on our streams, watch what we do. We're all about getting you to where you need to be as a real estate investor. Until next time, be well, my friends.